Welcome back, everyone, to the Hikes Peak podcast. Thank you for coming back to the mountain. We have a mammoth episode for you this week, so get ready to go. We'll start with college football, going over the top returning player at every position. Then we'll switch to basketball, and with the NBA draft just a month away, let's take a look back at each Mountain West school's last NBA player. And to finish the show, we'll stop by my brand new weekly column, the Transfer Portal Team of the Week, for a sneak peek at the first edition, the all-name team. I built a lineup out of incoming transfers, picking only the coolest, most unique names around. But for our hike, I'll give you my five personal favorite names. No more dilly-dallying. Let's dive into this. Starting with our top returning player at every position, of course, we will start with quarterback. It was an easy decision here with Maddox Madsen coming back for Boise State. Led the Mountain West last year with over 3,000 passing yards and 23 touchdowns. Only threw 6 interceptions as well, so very efficient. Piloted the Broncos to the college football playoff and will be a captain as they try to make it back to the national stage. And my honorable mention here is Braden Fowler Nicolosi from Colorado State. At running back, it was a tough one here, but I'm going to go with Jet Thomas from UNLV. Set the school record with 12 rushing touchdowns as a true freshman and took the next step as a sophomore with just over 1,000 total yards and 8 touchdowns. It's hard to guarantee that Thomas will be the lead back for the Rebels, with Dan Mullen bringing in 3 different power 4 running backs, but he has the size and burst needed to become the top rusher in the Mountain West next year. Honorable mention for this one is senior Floyd Chalk IV from San Jose State. For wide receiver, it was going to be Hawaii either way, but I decided to go with Pofele Ashlock. He ranked in the top 7 for receptions and touchdown catches in each of his first 2 seasons, and he battled through injuries last year, but when 100%, there's no doubt he's one of the best route runners and toughest covers in the conference. And my honorable mention here, 1A and 1B, if you will, is senior Nick Senecal, also from Hawaii. For tight end, I had to go with Matt Lauder from Boise State, the only tight end in the Mountain West top 20 for receiving yards. Lauder was the Broncos' second most productive pass catcher behind Cam Camper. With no established receivers surrounding him, he could put together a Mackey Award type campaign. Honorable mention for this one goes to senior John Michael Gillenborg from Wyoming. For the offensive lineman, an easy choice here. We're going with left tackle Cage Casey, the junior from Boise State that is a 3-year starter. He anchored the offensive line that paved the way for Ashton Jeanty and the Broncos' historic 2024. The only non-senior named to the All-Mountain West first team as far as offensive lineman goes. He certainly would have made a lot of money leaving in the portal, but instead, Casey is back to Cage D lineman for at least one more year. Honorable mention goes to senior guard Jack Walsh from Wyoming, who will be moving to center for this year. Moving to the defensive side of the ball, at defensive end, I'm going with Trey White, the junior from San Diego State, a monumental retention by head coach Sean Lewis. White led the conference in both sacks and tackles for loss. His full potential was shown in a 4-game stretch in September and October, where he racked up 10.5 sacks and 14 tackles for loss in a month's worth of games. He slowed down towards the end of the season, but there's no doubt he has the pass rushing prowess to win defensive play of the year as a junior. Honorable mention for this one goes to junior Jaden Virgin Morgan from Boise State, another player that certainly has the talent to win defensive player of the year. Moving inside to defensive tackle, I have senior Braxton Feely from Boise State. Speaking of big time retention, Spencer Danielson got Feely to withdraw from the portal, regaining arguably the most disruptive defensive lineman in the Mountain West. After a big 2023 where he led the conference with 3 forced fumbles, Feely posted career highs with 5.5 sacks and 9 tackles for loss. He was the heartbeat of Boise's defense and will play an even more pivotal role this year. Honorable mention for this one goes to Gafa Faga, the senior from San Jose State. Now for linebacker, I have Jordan Pollard from San Jose State, an easy pick here. Following 2 years of starting behind guys like Kyle Harmon and Brian Parham, Pollard officially arrived last season as he notched 115 tackles and 14 tackles for loss, good for 3rd and 6th in the conference respectively. With Kenia Matalolo returning plenty of talent from his 7-6 first season at the helm, Pollard looks to captain the Spartans' ship to their first Mountain West championship berth since 2020. Honorable mention for this one goes to Marco Notarini from Boise State. Moving on to the secondary, for cornerback, we're going with Amarion McCoy from Boise State, getting another year of eligibility due to his time at Laney Junior College. McCoy is fresh off a 14 deflection campaign that was tops in the Mountain West. He only had 1 interception compared to the 3 he had as a junior, but McCoy made sure to take that one interception to the house. With multiple other starters from last year's CFP secondary coming back as well, McCoy and the Broncos will hope to crash the playoff party one more time. Honorable mention here is senior Alzillion Hamilton from Fresno State. At safety, I'm going with senior Ike Larson from Utah State. While 80 tackles and 9 deflections is not a bad season by any means, it was a bit underwhelming for Larson, who hit the transfer portal along with many others at the end of an arduous 4-8 season. But after some time, Larson returned to Logan and now looks to reclaim his title as the top safety in the conference. When he's at his best, no one makes more plays on the ball than him. The Aggies should improve in Bronco Mendenhall's first year, but Ike Larson could really take them to the next level. Honorable mention here is Peter Manuma from Hawaii. And now for the special teams at kicker, I have senior Gabriel Placentia. He was named second team All-Mountain West after going 13-14 on field goals, including 6-7 on attempts from over 30 yards out. Honorable mention here is Dylan Lynch from Fresno State. And at punter, I'm going with Lucas Boro from Hawaii, tied for the best net average punt yards in the Mountain West with a respectable 13 punts downed inside the 20. The former Ball State transfer could emerge as a star punter on the islands. Honorable mention here goes to senior Luke Freer from Air Force. Now turning the page to basketball, let's talk about each Mountain West school's last NBA player. With the NBA draft only a month away, it felt appropriate to do this topic. Starting with Air Force, we have to go back to 2015, where Matt Mooney first played his freshman campaign with them, averaging 7 points per contest with 8 starts, but did transfer to South Dakota after that. There, he was one of the top players in the Big Sky for 2 seasons before transferring a final time to Texas Tech for his final year. His numbers dropped a bit, but he was still named All Big 12 and All Defense for a Red Raiders team that reached the national championship game. Mooney went undrafted, but was able to play in 5 games, 4 for the Cavs and 1 for the Knicks. Since then, he's played professionally across the world with stops in Spain, Germany, Turkey, and most recently, Australia. Next up for Boise State, a little more recent in 2018, we have Chandler Hutchinson. A small forward was picked 22nd overall by the Bulls after back-to-back All-Mountain West seasons. He had a solid first 2 seasons in Chicago, but a foot injury knocked his career off course. Hutchinson only appeared in 31 games from 2020 to 2022 with 3 different teams. Since then, he's continued to try and get back to the NBA through the G League. For Colorado State, we have the most recent addition to this list with point guard Isaiah Stevens. After 5 straight All-Mountain West selections for the Rams, he was an undrafted free agent for the Heat, and he worked his way onto the active roster this season, appearing in 3 games as a rookie. For Fresno State, their last player to make the NBA was Orlando Robinson. The center went undrafted after making All-Mountain West first team as a junior, played the 2022 and 2023 season with the Heat, and spent last season mostly with the Toronto Raptors, starting 8 games for them despite only joining them at the midseason mark. Next up for the Nevada Wolfpack, we head to 2020 with Jalen Harris, the shooting guard that transferred in from Louisiana Tech and led the Mountain West in scoring as a senior. This got him picked 59th overall by the Raptors. He played 13 games there and has since made stops in Italy, Canada, and currently China. Next for New Mexico, we have to go back to 2015 with Cameron Bairstow, the power forward that broke out as a senior, averaging 20.5 points and leading the Lobos to their 3rd straight Mountain West tournament title. He was picked 49th overall by the Bulls, where he stayed for 2 years and 36 games. Bairstow went home to Australia for a few years before retiring in 2022. Next for San Diego State, we have Nathan Mensah, the center that won back-to-back Mountain West Defensive Player of the Year awards, as well as helping the Aztecs reach the national championship game in his final year. He went undrafted, but did sign with the Hornets and play in 25 games for them in 2024. Mensah briefly signed with the Spurs, but ultimately ended up overseas. He now plays in Israel. Moving to San Jose State, we have to go back to 1997 with Tariq Abdul-Wahad, who was known as Olivier St. John in college. The small forward began his career at Michigan before transferring to the Spartans and becoming a star, dropping 24 points per game as a senior. He was picked 11th overall by the Kings and spent 6 years in the NBA, starting over 100 games for the Kings, as well as the Magic, Nuggets, and Mavericks. After his playing days, Abdul-Wahad briefly got into acting before going back to school and getting into coaching. Next for UNLV, we have one of the best stories in NBA history in Patrick McCaw, the shooting guard who entered the 2016 NBA draft after being named second team All-Mountain West and All-Defense as a sophomore. He was picked 38th overall overall by the Bucks, but was traded to the Warriors shortly thereafter. McCaw then went on an improbable run, winning back-to-back NBA titles as a bench piece with the Warriors. He would sign with the Cavs before being waived mid-season, leading him to sign with the Toronto Raptors, who, you guessed it, won the NBA title. Despite only playing in 200 career games, McCaw is the only player in NBA history to win three titles in his first three seasons while switching teams. For Utah State, I have Nemias Queta, a phenomenal center that won back-to-back Mountain West Defensive Player of the Year awards, finishing top five in the nation with a ridiculous 3.3 blocks per game as a junior. He was drafted 39th overall by the Kings, where he spent two seasons before signing with the Boston Celtics. Queta won a ring with them in 2024 and played in 62 games this past year. And last but not least, for Wyoming, we have Justin James from 2019, a shooting guard who made three straight All-Mountain West teams as one of the top scorers in the conference. After scoring 22 points a game as a senior, he was picked 40th overall by the Kings. James played in 36 games in two straight seasons before being waived. He bounced around the G League and now plays in Iceland. And our final stop this week is the top five names entering the Mountain West. First off, to briefly explain this new series, which is the Transfer Portal Team of the Week. Every Wednesday, I'll be releasing a new football or basketball lineup based on a specific criteria. Some weeks are for fun, like the all-name team, but others will be much more analytical, like the most productive or highest-ranked recruits. The point of this series is to familiarize yourself with some of the conference's fresh faces before they become stars for your team. Once the season starts in August, the series will pivot to picking the top-performing transfers for each week. Got the gist? All right, let's go over, in my opinion, the five best names that are joining the Mountain West for the 2025 football season. Coming in at number five, we have Brooklyn Cheek, the freshman safety transferring from Cal to Wyoming. At number four, we have Mr. Williams. Yes, his first name is Mr., the senior linebacker transferring in from Incarnate Word, and Mr. Williams will be debuting for San Diego State. At number three, our bronze medal name is Chief Borders, the senior defensive end from Pitt, who is transferring to UNLV. At number two, this was a very, very tough call. Number one and number two, either way, I think these are the top two names in the Mountain West by far. At number two, we're going with Rocky Beers, the senior tight end, transferring in from FIU, coming into Colorado State. Also began his career at Air Force, another Mountain West connection. And at number one, in my opinion, the best name of all of the incoming transfers for college football, and that is sophomore linebacker Kavion Thunderbird, the Arizona State transfer going to Fresno State. As much as I love Rocky Beers, I just think the last name Thunderbird is something out of an action movie. It's exactly what you would want from your linebacker. And that is it for this week's episode of the Hikes Peak Podcast. Thank you so much for listening. We're going to be trying out some longer hikes for a bit, so let us know how you're liking the larger show size. Also, our Mountain West College Basketball Transfer Tracker is out now, so you can find a link to the constantly updating list of portal entries in the description of your podcast app. Follow us on Twitter at MWC Connection and find all of your Mountain West news at MWCConnection.com. If you enjoyed the episode, rate the show 5 stars on whatever platform you're listening on or leave us a review on iTunes. Nothing helps the show out more than that, so any ratings would be greatly appreciated. Thank you again for listening. Lots of fun content coming down the pipeline, so stay tuned. Until next time, I'm Jack Thompson, and thank you for coming back to the Mountain.